an array of dried plant sculptures. Desire Path, Flower Arrangement Number 4. How is resisting the nonprofit industrial complex an access art? Crimson Clover, Layla Hale, City of Portland Disability Program Coordinator, Creative Laureate, co-founder of Ori Gallery.
Nonprofit entities or like charitable entities since the transatlantic slave trade have always existed as a front, right? And like the Nobel Peace Prize was created because fucking Nobel was the world's largest weapons manufacturers. And they wanted to change their image, so they created the Nobel Peace Prize.
Hazelnut Blossom, Babatunde, Executive Director, Black and Beyond the Binary Collective.
As someone that really does not like nonprofits, I never thought I would start a nonprofit. Maybe that's exactly who should be starting nonprofits, is people that hate them and are going to actually challenge the way that they're structured or challenge the way that they maintain complicity in a lot of the systems that we're actually supposed to be fighting against.
C. Holly, Rebel Sydney Fayola Black, Access Artist, Disability Justice Consultant.
This disability justice dreaming space that I've been creating, you know, we share presence. People come as they are. And I think that's important. People come with brain fog. People come with pain. People come in bed. And we share presence with one another. And then we're building grassroots resources together.
Arnica Flower, Sebastiani Ganesan, New Expressive Works, founder and executive director.
So what I need is time, but not time to do things, time to not do things, time to just, so that things can defrag and fall into spaces.
Hazelnut Blossom, Babatunde, Executive Director, Black and Beyond the Binary Collective.
What if there were no successes or failures? We just built movement together. That could just be it. We just built movement, and the end result is liberation.
An array of dried plant sculptures. Desire Path, Flower Arrangement Number 4. How is resisting the nonprofit industrial complex an access art?